Hey guys, we're in Miami at the Reawaken America Tour, and guess who it is? Alex Stein showed up.
Primetime 99 on the grind all the time. And let me tell you something, it's a great, we got a vaccine clinic, I'm quadruple vaccinated. I have slight myocarditis, but it was worth it because I'm protecting you, the viewer at home.
Exactly. Now let me ask you, first of all, a lot of people say that you're getting closer and closer to AOC.
Yes.
You guys have a really good relationship. Mm-hmm. My audience, you know, they're not big fans, but they see that you're trying to make headway. How's that going?
Well, let me tell you something, AOC, obviously she's a leftist liberal that likes to kill babies, but one good thing she did vote against the omnibus bill, so maybe that, I'm just saying, maybe we can, if I can romance her enough,
see that?
Maybe we can convert her into a patriot that cares about America, because let's be honest, I think that it's a bipartisan issue that we're giving so much money to Ukraine.
Oh yeah.
I'm saying, I think the poor people that are struggling the most are like, why are we giving $100 billion to Ukrainians when I'm struggling at home? I can't pay my bills.
Right.
So I think the people on the left are going to I think they'll realize it's all a scam.
Well, I think they get that at this point. Now it's so crazy because they just keep doubling and tripling down. We have these people coming across the border and people acting like they don't notice. I'm from New York. They're kicking vets out of shelters in New York to house immigrants.
No, and they're putting them in hotel rooms. And let's be honest, like, it doesn't, if you want to fly here from London, England, you can be a multimillionaire, right? You can come here on a first class jet. If you're not vaccinated, you're not allowed
in. Right on.
But if you are an immigrant that has a connection to the cartel, or you're smuggling and sex trafficking children, or you're selling fentanyl, you get right in with no vaccine card.
Nothing.
So it's just, I just want the same rules to be applied to everybody, not, you know, rules for thee and not for me.
Yeah, now you've done a lot of good work fighting the transgenders in the women's sports.
They fight me.
And
no,
you
they
keep
fight
showing
me.
Up again and again, and I don't think they're treating you right. You're really, really trying to make headway.
Mel, they're throwing hot coffee on me.
I seen.
And let's be honest, I gotta keep saying let's be honest, but I feel like the trans people, and I'm not, I don't want to label every trans person as being aggressive, but these trans people are very aggressive.
Something's very wrong.
There's something going on where they like want to fight. You know, I think the people on the right, a lot of times they can take criticism without getting physical. But I'm telling you, you go to these events, you say, "I don't think a child should get a mastectomy." They're like, "Oh, they want to punch you."
Crazy, it's like, right? And they're the tolerant ones, right?
Oh yeah, right.
But that's the thing that's really going on is they're turning around language. They keep changing language upside down, and you have to call them on it, and you do call them on it. Let me ask you, because people watch you. You're very funny. You're very smart, all that. Why are you doing this? What inspires you?
Well, you might not know this, Mel, but you know, my mom got diagnosed with COVID, couldn't breathe very well, went into the hospital. We refused to be intubated. 2 days later, they made us sign a DNR. They gave her remdesivir without our authority, and we're fighting them in court about this. And she died 5 days later. Her organs filled up with fluid and died in my arm. So I'm fighting, like, I was awake to all this nonsense, and my mom was too, but she had to get vaccinated or she was going to lose her general practitioner. I begged her not to. She followed the rules. She thought what she was doing was right, and she's dead because of it. So for me, there's no bigger motivating factor than to get some sort of vengeance for the people that took my mom away from me.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No, and I appreciate that. And it's been a little over a year. She died October 2021. So, no, it's like I want to make people laugh because I'm so depressed, because I'm so sad, because the world is so bad. I feel like, for me, my only outlet is to laugh. So if I can make other people laugh while they're going through the same thing, makes you feel good.
Well, you are, and that's really awesome. That's a great side of you, and you have a big show, I think, on Blaze.
The Blaze,
Everyone
yes.
loves your set. Tell me a little bit about
that. Well, I'm a pimp on a blimp.
All these people keep telling me your set's the coolest.
It's a blimp, so we fly over the JFK Plaza, Dealey Square, where JFK was assassinated. So if you're on my blimp, if you're on my show, we'll actually show you how JFK was murdered by the CIA, according to my biological father, Tucker Carlson.
Oh, you have
He
the best
revealed
dad,
that.
Too.
Yeah, I got the
well,
best
there
dad.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Alex Stein. You're
Thanks,
awesome.
Mel.
Tell everyone where to find you.
Primetime 99. Watch my Blaze show. I love you guys. Support Mel. Support anybody that's speaking the truth. It's called Primetime with Alex Stein. My producer's yelling at me. Shut up, Jimmy. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet somebody I'm sincerely fired up to see. This is Prime Time Alex Stein, always on the grind, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear for Prime Time Alex Stein. Come on now, let's go.
Thank you, Clay. Let's go. What the heck? Reawaken. It's Prime Time 99. Wait, why don't I see anybody in masks? Where are your masks? We're all going to get COVID. Let me tell you something. If a pair of Levi's can't stop a fart, how is a mask gonna stop a deadly virus? It can't. And I'll tell you this much. If I got vaccinated for polio and then got polio 2 times after, I didn't take a vaccine. I took an experimental drug that's giving me myocarditis, all right? And I love myocarditis. I got vaccinated. My heart is enlarged. I love it. Me, my wife's boyfriend, we just sit around. We watch Netflix. We watch Cuties, our favorite show. No, but if you guys are really paying attention, who here knows the truth? Because that's what we're seeking, the truth, right? Well, why won't the mainstream media tell us that Michelle Obama has a penis? It's bigger than mine! You're like, Alex, you've never seen Michelle's dong. I don't need to. You take any picture of Michelle Obama, any picture of a player on the Chicago Bears, you can't tell the difference. You can't tell the difference. And Barack loves it. Barack Obama, he's a gay Muslim, and that's cool. But you're married to a dude. Just tell us, all right? Michelle Obama. No, these people lie. Like Hillary Clinton, right? Look at Hillary. Lock that bitch up, all right? You're trying to put Trump in jail. Hillary Clinton has a freaking kill list longer than Michelle Obama's dick, all right? Put her in jail. Now, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. You guys might be okay with the lies, not Primetime 99, all right? I'm sick of it. They lied about 9/11. They lied about the freaking pandemic. And now they lie to you every single day. And that's what the government does, is they pee on us, and the government tells you, oh, it's just raining. Here's an umbrella. Here's a little bit of government urine. No, and Joe Biden, look at Joe Biden. His son is a literal crackhead. Nobody cares. Yet if Eric Trump's up here, if he smoked one hit of crack, it would be the biggest story in the entire world, right? So we have to call out the hypocrisy. We live in a world of lies, and that's why I love each and every one of you guys for being here. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. Yes. Because that's what they want to do, is they want to control us, and they use fear as their control method. But everybody here, we are fearless, right? We're not going to let them scare us into submission. They're going to tell you that you need to get vaccinated and wear a mask for a disease that has a 99.9% survival rating. Because they want you to be a little baby back bitch, but not us. Not here. We're all pimps on blimps. We're on the grind. So you guys might not know this, but I actually work at the Blaze. I work for Glenn Beck, and we love Glenn. But I need everybody here, all 3,500 of you, please go and watch my show, Primetime with Alex Stein, on YouTube. I got a grift a little bit. I need a plug. Go look it up on YouTube. But seriously, guys, I mean, why does our government give $100 billion to Vladimir Zelensky, but if you're a homeless veteran, they say, too bad, tough luck, here's some fentanyl. That'll take away the pain. And people, we're talking about the border right now. We have more drugs and sex trafficking than we've ever seen. And trust me, I know this because, let's be honest, my mom used to be a prostitute, right? And she's been put out of business by all these sex trafficking prostitutes, lowering the prices. We got to stop deindustrializing even the sex game. America, this is the problem, though, guys. We're not being run by human beings. We're being run by multinational corporations that don't have the ability to feel empathy. These corporations, they don't care about us. They don't care about you. All they care is about the bottom line. Now, look at this. We got Bud Light turning everybody gay. What do you think about that? Dylan Mulvaney is a cultural icon, has a penis, and calls himself a real woman. Think about that. That's where we're at in life. You can actually have a wiener and be considered a female icon, and Joe Biden's going to invite you to the White House and give you a little steak dinner. And Hunter Biden's going to give you a little you-know-what. Yes, Hunter Biden does gay stuff. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. He's probably a little gay, but, you know. But you know who's not gay? Yes! That guy slams it. He gets it. I mean... And I'll tell you, the same people will say Melania Trump doesn't deserve to be on the cover of a magazine will literally put Michelle Obama's penis on the front cover. Why? Why? Please, no more Michelle Obama. You got Gavin Newsom. You got AOC, my favorite big booty Latina. AOC, you stink! But I wouldn't be here. I need to thank the person most that I'm most grateful for is my biological father, Tucker Carlson. You guys heard of him? Well, guys, no, things are not going good. He just got fired. Can you imagine what our Christmas is going to be like this year? Terrible. I want a brand new Lexus, not a Toyota, Dad. But that just shows you, and this is what we do all need to learn from what I'm trying to say. And I'm not a role model. I'm not a teacher. But guys, the left wing and the right wing are in the same bird. And what they want you to do is they want to try to politicize everything and say, oh, Fox News is on our side. Fox News is not on our side. They fired the number one host because of a fraudulent election that we know was stolen. We know it's stolen. We know Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. He got more votes in the black community than Barack Obama. That doesn't even make sense. How is that possible? More black guys like Joe Biden because he's asleep on his couch? Because his wife has a penis. No, but seriously, I mean, just because Michelle is a boy doesn't mean we should hate her. We need to lift Michelle up. But a lot of us aren't strong enough because she's so big, all right? It's not easy. But we have a tough battle ahead of us because we know that the people that are in charge can cheat, right? The same thing that just happened could potentially happen in the very near future. So one other thing is I want to realize is that you are in control of your happiness. It's not the government that makes you happy. It's not necessarily Joe Biden or Donald Trump. All of these people are basically put in place to distract us from what's really important. And that's our family. That's the people we love. That's the things we create, our jobs, our businesses. But they will shut you down and put you out of business for the flu. The same people that three towers fell down from two planes. You guys know about Tower 7? Who knows about Tower 7 in this building? Yeah, how does a 47-story building fall into its footprint? The first time in history that a concrete and steel structure collapsed from forest fires. And then we went and fought a war for weapons of mass destruction that didn't even exist. And what do? We don't hold anybody accountable. And we all knew the pandemic was a sham, and we still don't hold anybody accountable. So that's why I want to encourage each and every one of you. I'm a nobody. I was literally selling cars 4 years ago, and guys would come in, Senor, your car has a leak. I'd say, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. You got to buy the car. Then I would go look, and he was right, all right? It did have a leak. But what I learned was, is that even a nobody, even me, Primetime Alex Stein, by going to city council meetings, by going and getting in the faces of these politicians and calling them out, it resonates because we all want to do it. So that's what I want to encourage each and every single one of you guys is to speak up. You being silent is what they want. You doing your own research, they don't want you to do that. They don't want you to look up child myocarditis levels because they love when kids get heart attacks because then Pfizer can sell them a drug that helps children with heart attacks, a blood thinner. So until we take back the power and we stop letting these multinational corporations control our lives, things are only going to get worse. So I just hope and I pray that each and every one of you is done letting the government PP on us and tell us it's raining. Am I right? That's what I like to hear. All right. So now I have a very special treat for you guys. A little bit about myself. I'm a little bit of a singer. I'm considered the town hall terror. I'm the greatest city council rapper of all time. The Fauci ouchie? Dr. Fauci? You know, he tested that vaccine. He tested on 8 beagles, so you know it's good, right? Dr. Fauci's killing beagles, and I don't even see anybody on the left complaining. Where are the dog people there? That's what I'm saying. And they're freaking testing stuff on dogs. So Dr. Fauci is evil. But if you guys think that was bad, in the 80s, he was giving HIV people AZT and killing them with a back-ordered cancer drug. So Dr. Fauci is the doctor of death, in my opinion, right? And so do not get your Fauci ouchie unless you want your free myocarditis. But I went viral for a very big song called Insane for the Ukraine. Yes, I see one person. So me And my host, I'm going to bring him on, JVT. He's the producer of my show. Give him a round of applause straight from Princeton, New Jersey. Straight from Princeton, New Jersey. I hope
What's
we can
up?
Get this right.
Hello.
Tell him who you are again.
What's up, JVT? I get yelled at by Alex on his show every day.
Yes, because we hate Ivy League people like him. After the show, everybody can urinate or spit on him all you want. No, we don't like Ivy Leagues. That's where these kids learn all their gender studies. That's where they learn how to become transgender.
Princeton's okay.
No, Princeton's not okay.
Oh, come
all right?
on.
All colleges are bad in this day and age, sadly, right? Yeah, because all they care is about gender studies. They'll teach you literally how to cut off your penis before they teach you how to balance your checkbook. That's not okay. Teach us something applicable. Applicable. I can't even speak. All right. Before we sing this song, we got to get the energy up in the room, guys, because we're about to go insane for the Ukraine. So I don't know if you need some of Vladimir Zelensky's cocaine, but we'll have some after the show. The same cocaine that Vladimir Zelensky does. And we have the same sex trafficking victims that Vladimir Zelensky likes. So if you guys want to hang out with us and do the Vladimir Zelensky lifestyle, come see us after this song. All right, DJ, can we hit the beat? Let's go. Come on, folks. We're going insane.
Go insane.
Can I hear it?
Go insane for Ukraine. Put a bullet in for Ukraine. Put a bullet in Putin's brain.
And you know I grind this shot. Vladimir Zelensky is the chief. American money, Ukrainian laundry. It is washed in the lab. Wuhan and I just took a dab. Prime time and I'm high on white. And you know I treat my drugs.
You gotta feel the pain. For Ukraine.
All your citizens running out of grain.
Go.
Zelensky, daddy, give me more.
Go ahead and start that nuclear war.
When we shoot Putin's brain on the ground,
I'ma pop champagne with you now.
Little Putin gotta look like a gremlin. Make me wanna go and bomb the Kremlin.
Give Ukraine all our cash.
Tell our homeless veterans to kiss our ass.
Stand for Ukraine.
Let me hear you holler.
Only cost America $80 billion.
All the soldiers, they die at night. From a gunfight or a gunfight.
World War III remains
the king's right. Fucking Putin, go fly a kite.
Zelensky,
so sexy.
Fly to Ukraine to have his baby.
Bow photo shoots with Ben Stiller. Watch out, Putin.
I'll be your killer.
Go.
Everybody.
When you gonna feel the pain?
All right, folks, that was me, JVT. Please, thank you all for being here. Thank you for standing up for the truth. Go follow my show, Primetime with Alex Stein. I love you all. Good night. Yeah.
Primetime with Alex Stein. Subscribe on the YouTube right now.
I love you all. Michelle Obama has a penis. Let everybody know.
Hey guys, Mel K here. Another great thing you can find on our website, themelkshow.com, is our partners page. We've vetted all these people. They are patriot businesses. If we are going to defund the cabal, we really have to stop giving them our money. So we've come up with a bunch of different partners that support us, support America. They build jobs. They build the economy parallel, which is what we need. So please go to our partners page. Check everyone out. We got something for everyone there. And they are patriots. We are patriots. You are patriots. We got to all stand together going forward. The economy is a big way to fight, and we can fight back by putting our dollars in the right places and not with the corporate entities that are trying to take our country down. So remember to go over to look at our partners page. We vetted everyone. These are real patriots. The best way to fight the cabal is to stop giving them your money. We have a parallel economy we're building, and you can be part of it. Go woke, go broke. We are done with that. Please go to our partners page. Everyone there is a patriot, just like you.